Hey everybody, what's up? I'm back again. So here I am again for another day in the life. How's it going, everybody? So today, I guess I'll just start off by talking about a few games, and then we'll see where we get after that. So today I'm going to talk about a game called Game Dev Story. This game is a simulation. That's actually the category you can find it under at the App Store. But it's about, it's basically you own a business, you develop games, you sell them, and you manage your own video game business, and you try to see if you can make a very popular game. And if it gets really, really popular, you can go and make a sequel once you get it to a certain point. It's really fun. It's just annoying having to manage everything, and it gets boring after a while. But after you realize you were bored of it, it'll be like 5 hours later after you started it. So it's kind of addicting, but it gets annoying after a while, then you'll end up deleting it because you'll just be bored of it. Okay, the next game I'm going to talk about is Zombie Infection. This game is pretty fun. Plays like a Resident Evil 5 style. You play as a ex-military man who is looking for his brother, who evidently was killed by the people you teamed up with. But they trick you. You know what? I might as well not even say anything else. You buy it. You get the storyline correct. I'm not sure if I have it right. But I think that's what happened. I don't remember his name. It's Alex, I think. Yeah. So, Alex Sharp, I think. Yeah. So anyway, it's pretty fun. My favorite stage is the zoo because you get to kill zombified lions. It's fun. You kill, except for the fact that there's zombified soldiers. You know, that's just basically copying. It's like a copy and paste version of Resident Evil 5, except they're like, oh, people are going to realize that it's not, that it's the same characters and everything, so let's just change the names. So they basically only change the names and the looks of the people, and then they were good. Plus, you're never teamed up with anybody, it's just you alone, and the bosses are kind of annoying. Like the giant buzzsaw guy in the mines. He's really annoying. Alright, I've wasted too much time on this game. The next game I'm going to talk about is Zombie Shock, yeah. This is a run-and-gun game that's only for people who really love zombies and or run-and-gun games. You have control of a scientist, I think, who went to the hospital because of some unknown reason. They were going to make a sequel, but they never did. Or you could buy DLCs or so. I don't know what it was, but I beat the game. The ending, I won't spoil for all of you who have yet to beat it. But it's still pretty fun. Alright, well, I guess that's about it. And I'm down to my last 40 seconds of recording time. So I guess this is Logan Welch here saying see you later. Bye. And I'll see you tomorrow.